Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 247 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still discussing the alter physical structure powers in the super ability section, and today we're on to one of the saddest of all, alter physical structure, colon, plant. This power, like some others we've talked about before, is co-authored by Kevin Sambita and Aaron Oliver. Aaron Oliver is emerging as a personality in the book. So far, it's been kind of Sambita all the time throughout Heroes Unlimited. Now we're getting on to some other bylines, and what we've seen from Aaron Oliver again and again is he's got these cool powers that are conceptually interesting, but there's a couple of things. First of all, they're like weirdly low-key for a sort of four-color comics game, which is sort of the frame of Heroes Unlimited, and then it has like sci-fi stuff and horror stuff sort of tacked on, dragging on the sides. But largely, it's four-color powers. It's turning into fire, it's flying through the air at sonic speed, it's being able to lift a car, and it's then being able to alter your metabolism to better deal with the stresses of an environment that your species never evolved for. Like, okay, but what do I throw out of my hands at bad guys? What is this? So the feel is a little bit incongruous, and Aaron Oliver's powers, and I don't know if this is him or if this is the combination of the two, he and Sambita working together, but I feel like these powers are both very narrow and feel the need to limit the hero even on the thing they're supposed to be good at. Like, there's one thing in the universe your superpower is good for, and you've got like a 55% chance of getting it right. And I mean, this power is not as like tragic as that other Aaron Oliver joint, Alter Metabolism, Adaptoman's power, you may recall. But it is like kind of a sad sack power. It's one of those powers where you're kind of asking to be kicked around by the GM because all your power is really good for is like getting through the hard times. Here's what you get. You can turn into a plant form, and this allows you to survive many of the things that a plant could survive and thrive in environments where a plant could thrive, with the result that you are as effective at stopping a bank robbery as a plant. For example, you are difficult to smother and don't breathe oxygen. Quote, while in plant form, the character breathes through his entire body and is nearly impossible to smother. On the other hand, the character is more susceptible to gases and chemicals that kill plants, -2 to save. Defoliants inflict serious damage to the character. So, good news, all those times when your previous characters were killed because bad guys smothered them with a pillow, it's not going to happen when you're playing a plant dude. Bad news is, if word gets out that you're made of vegetable material, which may happen sooner than later since you're covered in leaves and shit, bad guys may have the idea to spray you with Roundup and you will surely die. But at least you won't be smothered. And actually, there are other benefits of plant respiration. This is another theme of this power. Your suffering helps others, giving the GM further unneeded incentive to torture you. Quote, note that the humanoid plant breathes carbon dioxide and releases oxygen, making him the ideal person to be stuck in an airtight compartment. He breathes the carbon dioxide breathed out by humans, and the humans breathe the oxygen released by the plant. So in other words, dear GM, lock me in a vault. Love, the amazing Shrubbo. I hear you, Shrubbo. Clank, there you go. You're in a vault. It's all that you're good for. And I'm sure your friends appreciate this shit too. They'll be thrilled to sit still for your spotlight moment, which involves everybody sitting in a vault for 10 hours. But hey, this is not the only shitty situation that you can get your party into. Another of your powers, survive without food. Photosynthesis. Quote, while in plant form, the hero can absorb sunlight and water from the environment, allowing him to survive indefinitely without food as long as enough sunlight and water are available. So, if you find yourself in a harsh survival situation, not harsh in the sense that there's no nature around, like not if somebody ties you up in a trunk or a basement or something, but if you find yourself in a harsh natural survival situation outdoors with plenty of sunlight, you know, not the Arctic or anything, but like a desert, but not a desert because you need water, but you know, if you were to find yourself in the depths of a trackless forest, there would actually be food there because there'd be animals, but you know what I mean. If you were to find yourself in a natural environment with plenty of sun and plenty of water, but no living things, and you can't find your way home, and you're far from civilization, then you would be okay, as long as you stay in plant form. Because you're not always in plant form. You electively choose when you want to be in plant form. Now, this does nothing to help your friends, who will starve in this scenario, unless I guess there is food, like there are rations, and you can just not take your cut because you can photosynthesize. Then you could be really handy. In fact, the most likely scenario, I guess, here would be if you're lost at sea. That would actually be really good because you're going to have some rations, but you're going to be in the middle of nowhere. There's sun beating down on you, but that's like candy to you. Mm-hmm. Give me more sunlight. Making your own food so everybody else can eat. In fact, this brings into play your second subpower, water storage. Just imagine the thrill, the power fantasy of playing a superhero who's capable of water storage. Quote, in plant form, the character is able to store large amounts of water for survival. He can absorb enough water in 1d4 hours to allow him to survive for 2 days per level of experience. This power also allows him to filter salt water into fresh water for his body. Which is a phrase that just strikes me as funny, I don't know why. Like you're shipwrecked, you're dangling your little plant feet in the water, sucking up the seawater, and your super buddy is like, hey, Shrubbo, what the fuck, what are you doing? And you just turn snappishly to him and you're like, I'm filtering salt water into fresh water for my body. that'll sort it right out. He'll feel chastened. He'll turn to the others like, don't give him a hard time, guys. It's for his body. But yeah, Shrubbo is the one you want if you're lost at sea, because not only can Shrubbo survive on no food, just water and sun, but also can convert salt water to fresh water and can share with the group in a fairly disgusting way. Quote, through concentration, the character can release this water through his hands. The equivalent of one glass, roughly 8 ounces, of water can be released, running down the fingers, per minute, but with a limit of 64 ounces total per 24 hours. Don't go crazy. Don't get excited. There are important power balance limits on how much goddamn water can trickle out of your filthy plant fingers into cups so that other people can live. I mean, imagine if you could trickle 68 ounces of water out of your fucking soiled, spongy, waterlogged, mossy-ass fingers so that the people around you could scrape out a meager existence as you're all lost at sea. I mean, with that kind of power, where's even the challenge of role-playing? It's got to be 64 ounces, which is roughly 8 cups of water. Remember, one glass of water is, quote, roughly 8 ounces. Nothing is certain in this world. Are there 8 ounces in a cup? Roll for it. We let the dice decide at this fucking table. But yeah, so this is what you're good for. Another letter to the GM. Dear GM, please strand me and my erstwhile friends on a lifeboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the only imaginable scenario where my powers are useful, because I can suck water through my feet and then drip it out my fingers so we can all barely live. Love, Shrubbo, comma, the amazing. I mean, I guess in this scenario, your friends will still die because they don't have food. Although, plants are edible. You're a plant. You can regenerate your body parts, unlike other superheroes. So if the rest of your friends can stomach it, you can, like, cut off your non-leaky appendages, your non-vital limbs, so to speak, and feed them to the group. It might take some imposition to get them to go for this amazing display of your powers, but you know what? They'll get used to the idea. Give them long enough on the ocean. Just keep pushing it on them. Please, I implore you, eat Shrubbo. I could have been your meat, and I could have been your fruit. I would have been good for you. That's a Tank and the Bangas reference. You can look that shit up. Here's the bottom line. Dumbest thing on this page. We'll talk a little more tomorrow about the meager offensive sort of crime-fighting ability that the plant guy has. But basically, you get 4 subpowers that are only good when the GM is kicking you around. You can resist being smothered. You can resist being locked up in airtight compartments. You can survive and barely help your friends survive when there's no fresh water to drink. And you can survive when there's no food. But you can't survive when there's no sun, so if you get locked up somewhere, then you're fucked. If you get sprayed with Roundup, then you're fucked. And if you get locked up with people who need more than 64 ounces of water per day, you're fucked. There is literally a power balance on your ability to desalinate water in a superhero game. If I had one piece of advice for Aaron Oliver, who's in many ways whose work I respect, whose powers I enjoy, don't nerf Shrubbo. Don't nerf him. He doesn't need it. He's just a pile of fucking brush trying to fight crime, and you're foiling him at every turn. Don't nerf Shrubbo. That's all. Anyway, Join me next time for Shrubbo's Revenge, such as it is, as we turn to the cruel side of having a plant body on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.